This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Mike Gallagher Show, weekdays at 9 on AM 930, The Answer. AM 930, The Answer. Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast live and in living color right here from our flagship radio stations in Tampa, Florida. We are heard across America on some of America's great radio stations and all across the Caribbean and streaming live on the internet and satellite, too, all around the world. Now, a special shout always goes out to our active duty military and our veterans. We also salute our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping with the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. To the truckers, to the warehouse, to the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the janitors, the maintenance, the mechanics, the construction workers, the bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, along with the roughnecks working on the oil rigs and those bridge tenders, too. Thanks for all that you do. And you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, also on Twitter, at Captain's America, and check out our all-new website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And we're going to bring in our great compadre and first guest, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Captain.
Let's start with the pledge. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the word of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, the president yesterday signed an executive order aimed at lowering prescription drug costs, and it looks like it's going to do it. He had a number of people there at the White House from our great state of Florida that were there because there's a lot of seniors here, and of course that's going to affect them. And any way that you can save money is a happy day for the seniors.
Absolutely, Captain. The president essentially signed four different orders. Three of them, as I understand, deal primarily with planning to get import cheaper medications from Canada, for example. Also to make EpiPens and insulin more affordable, for patients and community health centers. And also the fourth one, this is a big one. This is the one that's looking to slash the price that Medicare pays for drugs and try to bring it in line with basically what other countries pay. Now, that evidently is going to be delayed. The president's going to be meeting with pharmaceutical executives next week at the White House and will delay the implementation of this order until about August 25th. To give them time, because they're not all that supportive of that measure, but the president wants to give them some time to offer a viable alternative if they want to. Otherwise, it will go forward. But this is a big deal especially for our seniors and for everybody who has to take prescription drugs.
Now, the Department of Justice arrested 18 people in Portland over the past few days. And they're going to be facing federal charges for their roles in the 50-plus days of violence there. We've also heard that something is going to be going down in Seattle. They're getting prepared for some sort of demonstration or whatever is going to take place this weekend there. And the CBP chief also yesterday blasted the Portland mayor for acting like a 10-year-old and said his lack of cooperation with the federal law enforcement agents that are there could be deadly.
You know, Captain, we're all at a loss to try to explain the behavior of some of these mayors, especially the mayor of Portland. It just doesn't make any sense. I mean, obviously, when things are spiraling that far out of control, you have to step up and you have to make adult decisions and be a leader.
Well, let me stop you for a second and just make this statement, and then I'm sure you're going to agree with this.
Mm-hmm.
The Democrats are attacking the law enforcement that's there, not the violent mobs.
Right. Oh, absolutely. See, that's, again, it's like we live in a mirror universe where, you know, everything's, you know, wrong is right and right is wrong, that kind of thing. Because obviously to allow rioters to take your city apart day after day for 50 days or so is absolutely unacceptable. There are ways in this country to have a meaningful political discourse. To have meaningful conversations, meaningful change, and a meeting of the minds. But this isn't how you do it. These people are absolutely taking advantage. But I do think it's interesting, too, Captain, that in Seattle, just earlier on Friday, late Friday night, a federal judge has now blocked the Seattle law that the Seattle City Council passed unanimously last month, barring the police from using the crowd control materials and so forth, like tear gas and things like that. And so he has put a temporary stay on that, saying that they have to have more time to figure this thing out, basically. But at the very least, the Seattle police, if there is going to be more rioting or unrest this weekend, they will have the tools at their disposal, at the very least, to help control the crowds.
Yeah. Now, Ken Cuccinelli, who is a deputy something or other than a DHS, came out and said that the federal agents may sue Nancy Pelosi and her pals for libel for calling them stormtroopers.
Yeah, can you imagine that? Because the stormtroopers, all references to the Star Wars saga aside, stormtroopers aren't those people in the white uniforms in Star Wars. We're talking about the SS. The
yep.
Stormtroopers from Nazi Germany.
Black uniforms with that very distinctive SS on them, yep.
That's exactly right. That's what she's talking about. She's not talking about the gang that can't shoot straight in Star Wars.
All righty, well, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. This is the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch as we broadcast all across the country. This is a program that's been going for 20 years. 20 years. This started all of it right here, the weekend show.
Survival food alert and a quick heads up. In an emergency situation, there may be a time you need to have an easy to transport, easy to conceal, almost perfect food to survive. You'd want a food that is so nutritionally dense that a couple of tablespoons per day is all you need to live on. And by that, I mean truly living well, staying smart, even strong for extended periods of time. So if you're looking for a standalone, super dense, superfood, or you'd just like to protein up your own food supplies, check this out. This superfood has 58 times the bioavailable iron of spinach, chock full of B vitamins, twice the chlorophyll of wheatgrass, 25 times the antioxidant power of carrots, and the phenolic phytonutrient compounds? Well, 31 times more than blueberries, a whopping 700 times more than apples. Go to BlueGreenBooster.com, BlueGreenBooster.com. Get maximum nutrition with minimum weight and bulk. BlueGreenBooster.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD. Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Wellness with Aqua Powders Vitamin C, available at Amazon. That's Aqua Powders with a Z, available at Amazon.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle Warren, and we'll be right there with Kyle Warren in just a second. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. Now, Relief Factor is an integrated health plan that helps the body reduce inflammation over time, and to get the best results, it needs to be taken regularly. And the Relief Factor Preferred Customer Plan makes it just that simple. So, the combination of ingredients, turmeric, resveratrol, Icarin, and omega-3 help to support the body's natural response to inflammation, to lower and, in most cases, eliminate pain associated with exercise and everyday living. Now, Relief Factor targets the underlying problem areas from four different metabolic pathways to alleviate pain at the source. It's 100% drug-free. It's 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports regularization of key enzymes and proteins, and it supports a healthy response to inflammation and decreases discomfort. It comes in convenient individual packets. It supports healthy joints and muscles, and for $19.95, you can start out with a three-week quick start and see what it'll do for you. It's only $19.95 for 3 weeks. Now, they gave me a website that I can send you to. It's relieffactor.com/captain. relieffactor.com/captain. Go over there, try the three-week quick start, $19.95, because after all you got to lose is pain. Now back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
I got a hold of something yesterday. I saw this, and then after I saw it, it wound up going up on Breitbart. They got a hold of it, too. But it was sent out there in the form of an email to various people that are on the email list for the DNC and whatnot, and I happen to be there with my top secret name. And they sent something out, and it was a draft of the DNC platform. And this was in there. Now, listen to this. There was a provision in there declaring white Americans as being too rich, too privileged, and too evil. I kid you not.
Wow. Too evil. You know, first of all, I sort of disagree with the whole thing, but too evil, that's
no,
that's
too powerful. Rich, too rich was where it started. And you know what my first thought went to?
What's that?
How many minorities are playing sports or multimillionaires or billionaires?
Well, a lot, yeah.
Yeah, it's more in the whites, I guarantee you that one.
Yep. Well, but the whole idea of too evil and so forth, that's just, it's just ridiculous on its face. In fact, what if somebody said a particular group had too much evil in it, that too, you know, in other words, just, you know, you pick an ethnic group or a race and you simply say that race has is too evil. That would be, number one, it'd be wrong to say, and number two, if they would be rightly criticized for something like that. But for some reason, the Democrat platform can say this about quote-unquote white people. Mm-hmm. You know, give me a break. And also, Captain, don't forget, where is all this vitriol coming from? It's coming from the likes of Bernie Sanders and AOC, their ilk, and all of these.
Omar, Tlaib, yep,
that's
Presley,
right.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And, you know, and I think it's really important to point out that, you know, Bernie Sanders may be off the radar in the sense that he won't get the nomination or be president, but don't be fooled. Bernie Sanders is in it for the cause, and he wants to see this whole thing get taken down and something replace it, and he's happy as a clam if he can make that happen, even though he wouldn't, quote-unquote, become president. That's
yeah, and for the record, there were adults the past couple of days before it got really dark. There were adults that had some Portland youngsters, you know, young kids, that were holding up anti-cop signs and yelling profanities that I couldn't even begin to say on this program.
That's right. That's exactly right. And you know, that's leading, it's literally leading the young children astray. I'll just say that. That's what they're doing.
Well, yeah, I'd go more than that, but that's right. Okay. We'll stick with that for now. Now, the other thing is that the Charlotte mayor has come out and said, we welcome the fact that the RNC is coming here for a scaled-down convention, which they are, and they're making plans for it right now, and they expect they're going to have about 2,500 people in the arena where they used to play basketball there. So we'll see how all that works out.
Well, right. And honestly, because of the COVID-19 crisis, the emergency, all these things, you know, I don't think that they really have a good alternative, you know, and the president is making that call. And this is going to not only, of course, make sure everybody's safe, you know, the vast majority of people are going to be safe, but at the same time, it also shows to those who think the president has been disengaged on COVID that he is completely engaged on COVID. You know, I can't imagine any other president who would have ever gotten down into the nuts and bolts of how many ventilators and where are they going and where are we sending the hospital ship and how many hospital beds, and on it went. And yet, for some reason, oh, no, Trump's disengaged and he doesn't care. You know, give me a break.
Yeah. Now, this is one that's a classic. Little Dr. Fauci went to the baseball game to throw out the first pitch. Didn't make it to home plate. Actually, I don't know where it went, but probably still floating out there somewhere in the Potomac River. But the fact of the matter is, they took a picture of him sitting in the stands with two other people, side by side, seat to seat to seat. There was no gap, no, you know, none of that 6-foot stuff, any of that. And Dr. Fauci, little Dr. Fauci, sitting there without a mask on. Well, when they said something to him, he says, well, I was dehydrated and I had to take a drink of water. You know something? There was no bottle of water anywhere near him when they took that picture.
Well, no, there wasn't. And I suppose they were sitting there watching they were the privileged, right, who got to watch the game, actually.
There were three of them in a section of, I don't know what, but there were three of them, period.
Yeah. Well, you know, I would caption that picture, and I have seen it. He's sort of sitting there, and they're laughing and talking. And I would caption that picture maybe, let them eat cake. You know, it just seems like they're such, talk about a disconnect. This is the disconnect. You know, the guy doesn't, you know, think that we're not going to see this happening. And they're the ones telling us how we're to live our lives through this COVID crisis. And yet,
well,
there they are doing their own thing.
Well, let me put it to you this way. If you're telling the world to wear a mask, and you know the world is watching you, then should he have not known that the world would be watching him at the baseball game and make extra sure that he was going to wear a mask and keep a 6-foot distance, if for no other reason than to walk the walk? Well, he didn't do it.
He didn't do it. And it begs the question, why couldn't fans be sitting 6 feet apart or six
or next apart? To each other like he was?
Exactly, because evidently that was okay. And you're right. You have to lead by example. And, you know, it's unbelievable that he would make such a major, major error like that. And, you know, we can forgive him for the ridiculous wild pitch. You know, not everybody can throw the ball all the way from the mound to the plate, but he didn't even
hit the first baseline.
No, he didn't.
And he threw it so far to the left, I thought it was, well, maybe it did go in the dugout. I don't know where it went, but anyway,
yeah.
That's what it was. All right, well, the Democrats are now saying that the intelligence assessment on the election interference doesn't go far enough, and they're going after one of the agents that, again, popped out the information that he'd been working on about our elections and whether or not it was going to be a safe election and what they knew and what they didn't know.
Well, sure. You know, it's anything. You can almost predict exactly what they're going to say about stuff like this. You know, they want to resurrect the Russia thing. I heard the other day something about, well,
they did resurrect the Russia thing.
Well, of course. Yeah. Well, they're, you know, even after Trump leaves office, you know, which I think after another 4 years, but they think sooner than that, you know, they still are going to want to do some Russia investigation. I mean, that's how much they are trying to continue to foist this lie onto the American people. After a while, they tried it. It didn't work. We all know that. But they keep coming back with stuff like that. And, of course, no matter what, there's always going to be the boogeyman that, oh, no, the election, it just wasn't right. We can't trust it because they think Trump's going to win. And so that's why they're saying all this stuff about, well, you know, Trump will have to be fumigated out of the White House because he won't accept the results and all this kind of stuff. They're the ones who aren't going to accept the results.
Now, there's something very strange going on in Chicago. We'll get into that a little bit in more detail, but I just want to put out there, as the music comes up in my ear here, that the Chicago mayor, Lightfoot, deployed police to guard her home on the night that she ordered, get this, that she ordered the removal of the Columbus statue, which is what the people were there protesting for. They didn't do it as soon as they thought they were going to get it done. It took a few hours to get the boys out there because she forgot about the fact, or somebody did, their union, and they weren't just going to jump up.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
You USA Radio News with John Hunt.
A U.S. District Court judge denied Oregon's request to restrict federal agents' actions as they arrest people during protests that have gotten out of control in Portland and pitted local officials against the Trump administration. Federal agents deployed by President Donald Trump have arrested dozens during nightly demonstrations against racial injustice that continues to turn violent. Democratic leaders in Oregon say federal intervention has worsened the two-month crisis, especially after both the governor and mayor stepped aside and asked the police to stand down. U.S. District Court Judge Michael Mossman said the state lacked the standing to sue on the behalf of protesters because the lawsuit is a highly unusual one with a very particular set of rules. Protesters in Portland continue to target the federal courthouse, setting fires outside and vandalizing the building that U.S. authorities say they have a duty to protect. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Are broadcasters. Visit WeAreBroadcasters.com or text radio to 52886 to learn more. Furnished by NAB and this station.
Yeah.
Just as I thought it was going all right. Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Indeed you are. Welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition, hour number one. I'm talking to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends at Geico, Geico Insurance. Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O. And I want you to go over to the website, geico.com, and type in your zip code and get a price comparison, a cost comparison, on the insurance that you would have for your car or your truck, or maybe you're driving a motorcycle, or maybe you're driving an RV or an ATV or whatever you're driving. Okay, you can get a price a comparison right there. And if you want to get a cheaper rate, of course, they have something they call the bundle, which is if you have homeowners insurance, you can get your rate check there for that, as well as renter's insurance. And you bundle it all together, and you wind up with a very affordable price. Now, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com is where you go. Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. All right, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You know, would you say that Joe Biden is senile?
I think he's exhibiting that, yeah.
Would you say that he has dementia?
From what we have seen, I'd say that could very well be, yes.
Well, some people are saying that he may be faking it, but I don't think so.
Well, no. I think he's made too many real events that where he said something so weird that it's hard to make that up.
And if I referred to the football, what would you think of when you're talking about the president?
Well, what they call the nuclear football follows the president wherever he goes.
So if he's senile and has dementia, would you want him anywhere near the football?
No, not at all, especially based on the things that he said, about foreign policy matters and so forth. We don't want him running in one day and saying the Russians are coming and you know, I'm not trying to be funny, but that's pretty strange, pretty scary.
Now, we've had these documents that came out again, and, of course, the newly declassified documents, including some from the disgraced FBI agent Peter Strzok, released this week in the Senate, now prove that the FBI knew that it was fraudulent and proceeded with the false investigation to try to take down President Trump anyway. Now, this is what the deep state does, and this is what we, you and I, have been warning everybody about. And this is what Attorney General Barr confirmed was spring-loaded to go after the president and ignored all the exculpatory evidence. So, Sarah Sanders was interviewed, and she just ripped the FBI documents and the fact that nobody paid any attention to them because it shows the evidence of a mass conspiracy to take down the president. And I believe that Attorney General Barr and U.S. Attorney Durham are very close to having an indictment or two show up well before the election.
Yes, that is very possible, and Sarah Sanders is absolutely right. I mean, this is what we've seen happen here shows that, you know, because what do we hear from the Democrats? Our democracy is being attacked and subverted and on, and Russia interfered, and they were trying to tip the election. Well, that's exactly what these people were doing. They were using the elements of our own law enforcement and security apparatus, which is designed to protect our rights and to apprehend lawbreakers, but they turned it against the American people because they had their own political agenda. And that is, we might read about it in a Tom Clancy book or something like that and say, oh, how horrible would that be? But we're living through it right now.
Now, we've received some more information about the next stimulus, and I don't know if you know this or not, Carl, but the extra unemployment money payments are set to expire at the end of this month.
Well, that's exactly right, and what we understand, and I think Leader McConnell in the Senate had indicated that they have they're going to be announcing their, I think it's a $1 trillion package early next week. And you're right, that $600 does expire. I'm sure there's going to be a small war back and forth of whether or not that's going to stay.
It'll be more than $1 trillion, I'll bet you right now, because the Democrats is $3 trillion. And, of course, Nancy yesterday made the comment that she's giving a gift to President Trump with this, sarcastically. In other words, that they made a mistake.
Well, right. Well, but you see, they understand that people really, really were very happy that President Trump, his policies, deregulation, and so forth, tax cuts, really helped this economy take off like a rocket ship pre-COVID. And they understand, Captain, that the more help, the more relief that people get, in order, or the more that we're able to reopen and restart the economic engine, the worse it is for them and their
well,
plans.
Here's what we understand right now. Not only are the unemployment payments about ready to stop, they may in fact be continued, but they'll be continued at a much lower rate. We're being told $400.
Well, right, and that's because initially the extra $600 set the stage, Captain, for people not to return to their jobs when it was available to do so.
Yeah, and the other thing is we're being told that the individual stimulus check amount will be the same $1,200 that it was before.
That's what I've heard as well. And, so probably what they're going to do, the same kind of means testing and so forth. So from what I understand, if you got a particular amount the last go around, you would likely get the same,
right,
same kind of thing. Exactly.
Right. And they now would have the people in the system that they know about. Now, I have to say something that's personal to me, because one of my friends who I hadn't seen in a while, but He was a retired 20-year police officer and a longtime staffer for our congressman down in Florida, 16. That would be Vern Buchanan down there. Gary Tibbetts died unexpectedly of coronavirus. He came down sick, and I guess whatever happened, happened. And all of a sudden, he wound up dying yesterday in Manatee. In Bradenton, rather, at Manatee Memorial, and he will be missed. Again, he was a decorated police officer who retired after being injured in a line of duty, and these things happen, I guess.
Well, our condolences and prayers for his family and loved ones, obviously. He was 66 years old, Captain, as you said, was a decorated officer. So, yes, just our hearts go out tonight.
Yeah, he was injured in the line of duty, so he had already had a stint as a hero in his own right. And, again, it's too bad that the good guys have to go like this, but he did before his time. So Dr. Birx says that 11 cities need to take aggressive action immediately in response to a surge in coronavirus cases. Did you see where the cities are?
Well, I know that I think they include, like, Los Angeles and I think...
Oh, no. No. Wait till you hear this one.
Mm-hmm.
Baltimore, Cleveland, Columbus, Indianapolis, Las Vegas, Miami, Minneapolis, Nashville, New Orleans, Pittsburgh, and St. Louis are not doing enough to combat outbreaks in their cities, and they need to step up their response immediately.
Well...
That's from Dr. Birx.
Yep. Well, see, that's the thing. And then, of course, what does that mean? Does that mean more shutdowns, more rollbacks?
It means slowing things down and shutting a few things down. Yeah, absolutely. That's their lingo. That's what they talk about.
Yeah. Well, we're experiencing that in California, of course, now. And
what did they do to you?
Well,
in California, they shut you down, right?
Well, they shut us down. You can't go to church. You know, you can't get your hair cut. You can't do a lot of different things. The people in offices typically need to work from home again. It's not a stay-at-home order per se, but some people think that could be right around the corner as well.
So a barber can't climb into his car and go to somebody's house and cut their hair by an appointment.
Well, I mean, maybe they could, but here's the thing. If you're licensed by the state and somebody snitches on you and rats you out on things, you could lose your license.
California we're talking about.
Exactly. Yeah, so you got a lot of people who are just, they are quite worried, and that's why this stimulus package is going to be so very important again, because we're coming to that point now again where people aren't going to be able to pay their rent, their mortgage, their commercial rent to their commercial landlord, let alone pay their bills. And so what do you do then? And how long can Governor Newsom simply sort of smile at the camera and say, you know, hey, we're going to keep doing this for a while? It you know, there are real people out there.
Well, he can keep doing it until they recall him, because that recall movement seems to be getting a little bit stronger now.
It certainly is, and that's headed up by our friend Tom Del Vaccaro, and he's doing a great job getting the word out on that.
Good deal. Okay, here comes the music, folks. Kyle and I will be right back with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, first one of the night, and we got some big-time weather down there closing in on Texas. Could have a hurricane, Texas, coming to you south of Houston, down towards the Mexican border. We'll see. We'll see. It's very close right now to being Cat 1 hurricane, but I'll be right back.
Attention listeners interested in food supplies. If you've ever wanted to create an endless, crash-proof stockpile of survival food and do it with very little money, pay close attention. This could be a game changer. Because the cost-effective do-it-yourself secrets survival food companies won't tell you about are available. Learn all about them at foodshortageusa.com. Check this out. The economic disruption that's occurred in the last 6 months is going to have consequences. Big ones, especially when it comes to food. The availability of food, as well as the inevitable rising prices, which always get passed on to the consumer. The fact is, hyperinflation has huge implications for food and food prices. Smart listeners, you should begin bracing for impact. The good news? There's still time to learn how to get all your garden vegetables into your pantry, stored away, just in case. Learn how at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD Family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
We are broadcasters. Visit WeAreBroadcasters.com or text radio to 52886 to learn more. Furnished by NAB and this station.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, what Donna Fiducia is not telling you is she started in radio and television when she was 13 years old. So that means that she was 39 when she retired. And I know I'll get a big thank you for that one from her. But the Truckers Highway and Byway Report is brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J truck stop nearest you. That's your home away from home, guys and gals, when you're out there on the highway. Pull in there, check them out, see what the Pilot Travel Center is all about now with the new places that they have in there. It could be a Wendy's, could be an Arby's, could be a fancy Dairy Queen full service, could be a Kentucky Fried Chicken, whatever. But check them out, see what they got. You're going to like it. All right, here we go with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Going to kick it off right now.
Oh,
Bob Seger bringing in tonight here with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. We'll go out with some Bob Seger. We'll finish that off here when we go back out. But I got to get going here because we've got a busy night tonight talking about the weather that's out there. And I'm going to let Kyle take us across the country before I get into the upcoming tropical storm. Probably going to be a Category 1 hurricane going to Texas. Go ahead, Kyle.
Well, thank you, Captain. We're going to start out tonight in Washington State and Oregon and Northern California near the border with Oregon. We've got heat advisories coming down from south of Seattle through Portland and then all the way down through Medford. We also have a fire weather watch in the area, namely around Klamath Falls, where they could also see perhaps some lightning and things like that, which could spark some fires. So we're monitoring that. Also, as we head over into New Mexico, and of course the entire southwest region, you're still going to have some heat, but you're also going to have some moderate rainfall through the area. We've got a flash flood watch going on right now in southwestern New Mexico, especially as you go down towards the border with Mexico there. So we're going to be careful there as well. But also across the plains, this is where we're seeing flood advisories and flood warnings and also excessive heat as we go through South Dakota. This is in the eastern part of South Dakota, eastern part of Nebraska. This is going to include Fargo, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, Duluth, Minnesota, Minneapolis, as we expect some severe thunderstorms are gathering and could be a real factor as we go into Saturday with flooding and downpours, large hail, and also winds up to about 70 miles per hour. So if you're in that area, and especially around St. Paul with excessive heat, got to watch out.
Now, Tropical Storm Hannah over the Gulf of Mexico is getting closer. It's about 12 to 15 hours out from making landfall. It will definitely impact southern Texas, and there is a major hurricane in the Pacific called Douglas, which is over the central Pacific, and it's expected to move near or over portions of the Hawaiian Islands this weekend. Now, both of these storms will bring gusty winds, heavy rain, flash flooding, dangerous and life-threatening surf, which will threaten Hawaii. Also, the Gulf Coast between Houston and Mexico. And there's a danger of life-threatening storm surge across the Texas coast, too. Now, we'll get right into it here because Hannah is strengthening. Yesterday at this time, we had a tropical storm with winds around 45 miles an hour, maybe approaching 50. Today, we have a storm with winds of 65 miles an hour, gusts to 80, and this looks like it's going to be a Category 1 hurricane. Now, the present movement is west at about 8 miles an hour. It's located about 165 miles east-southeast of Corpus Christi, Texas, and about 165 miles east-northeast of Port Mansfield, Texas. Now, this minimum central pressure has dropped way down now to 992. It's gone down 10 below where it was yesterday at this time, which is 29.30 inches. And with the track that it's taking, anywhere south of Houston all the way to Brownsville, Texas, is in the path of this, Kyle. And the hurricane warning has now been extended all the way down to the Mexican border. Now, this storm is forecast to come in to Texas and then to make a left turn and go into Mexico.
Well, that's right. That's exactly right. And as we're tracking this, of course, one of the most important things people can be doing is preparing for this, making sure that they're ready, especially if they're told to evacuate, but also to finalize any kind of preparations for your structures, your homes. If you're boarding up or doing any of these kinds of things, you've got to get that finished. And then also have some way of contacting, checking on your neighbors and loved ones as well.
And there is a storm surge warning. It's in effect for Baffin Bay all the way to Sargent, Texas. And they're talking about a surge that could be 2 to 3 feet, maybe a little higher. Depends all on what this wind does. The higher the wind, the more it pushes the water. And a storm surge warning means that there is a danger of life-threatening inundation from rising water moving inland from the coastline. Now, anybody that's in a situation where you're in low-lying areas where it normally floods and you're going to get a storm surge to boot, you need to leave that area right now while you still have a chance. You need to leave that area. So for the people down there in Texas, pay attention to the emergency authorities and what they're telling you. Additional strengthening is forecast for this storm. Winds currently at 65 miles an hour with higher gusts. It's not that big of a storm. The winds, tropical force winds extend outwards some 80 miles right now. It's about 30 miles bigger than it was yesterday at this time in terms of circumference, but the pressure continues to drop on this down to 992, and as I said, it's dropped 10 points since yesterday, Kyle.
Well, that's right, and as I understand, too, they've been revising their estimates of the storm surge as this is
going. And the rain.
Yeah, and the rain. So it could even be more as time goes by. So every single bit of preparation, and as you said, Captain, if you're in the low-lying areas, you want to leave, and then also find out what your local authorities are saying, and be ready to go if you have.
And for you truckers that are over there, either going down to Laredo or coming out of Laredo, this is no time to be monkeying around either, because you're going to get it over that way before it makes this left turn. It looks like it's going to go in over there by you guys. And Catwoman and Road Dog, hopefully you guys are okay and you're already out of Laredo and moving. If not, you're going to get drenched and the wind's going to get pretty windy. And, of course, straight-line winds, 75 miles an hour or thereabouts. We all know what that can do to a tractor trailer.
That's right. It'll tip it right over.
Yep. All right, and that's what we got going on, folks, with the weather. And the Truckers Highway and Byway Report is always brought to you by our friends at the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stops. Now, keep in mind, the great thing about the Pilot Travel Centers now is that you could find anything from an Arby's to a Kentucky Fried Chicken, maybe even a Chester's Chicken, full-service Dairy Queen, a McDonald's, a Pizza Hut, a Subway, a Taco Bell, or a Wendy's there, not your daddy's truck stop anymore. And certainly those are pretty good things to find at a Pilot Travel Center. But the Flying J's, of course, the mainstay of the truck stop chain, they've got the Denny's, the Huddle Houses, or Moe's Southwest Grill located there in their facilities. And again, if you go in there and you tell them you heard me talking about them on the Captain's America Third Watch, you're going to get yourself a nice, free hot cup of coffee. And, of course, on the Third Watch, to get a nice free hot cup of coffee is a good thing, right, Kyle?
Absolutely. And, Captain, they also have the showers and the laundry, all the stuff you need when you pull in off a long day on the road.
Yep, that's right. They call it your home away from home. Okay, folks, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, more on the Captain's America Third Watch with Kyle Warren. And we are definitely going to be talking about what happened yesterday at Fox News when they suddenly yanked the press conference that Kayleigh McEnany was having.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.